This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We're talking about a surprising bit of news out of Alabama, where apparently the House of Representatives has passed a bill, 67-26. It is now going to the governor's office for potential signature. Now, I don't know if the governor has made a statement as to whether or not, I believe it's a she.
It is a she.
Is going to sign this bill. But this would be a good thing to actually end government involvement in issuing marriage licenses, to end licensure of what should be a private agreement in the first place. There never should have been government involvement in marriage. Now, the interesting thing here is that the reason why the government got involved in marriage in the first place was because of bigotry, was it not? If I recall correctly, it was because
there is a aspect of the government's involvement in marriage licensure, the ubiquity of marriage licensure.
Didn't they want to keep blacks from marrying whites, basically, some racist government goons?
That's my recollection as well.
Yeah, yes. That's the reason why marriage licenses were created. And so
it's the reason they became ubiquitous.
If it's indeed now supposedly bigotry, that is the reason why they're going to get rid of the marriage license. It's a strange in and out, isn't it? Like, that's the reason it started, and that's the reason it's ending now.
Well, it's all about controlling people. Most of the problems in this world, problems basically come in two categories. Man versus nature, man versus man, right? Man versus man is almost entirely a control aspect. Mm-hmm. One person wants to control the behavior of another person, and they use different mediums for doing that. Some of them use the state, and in many cases, we don't even see how they do it. But things like marriage licensure is absolutely a way that they use to control us. And it's one that's widely adopted to the point that, yeah, people are rushing off to do this. They give the government money to participate in their little licensure program.
Well, they have to.
If they don't have to.
If you want to be married under the state's auspices, you have to give them money.
If you
have to obey
some of the benefits to living together, yes.
Some states will even consider you married if you live together for too long.
I think Washington was like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have legally been married in Washington, but me and my girlfriend at the time were probably common law married there just based on how long we were in the state living together.
Yeah, it could be claimed afterwards. Usually common law marriage is only meaningful when it breaks up.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, was there more from the story that you wanted to share on this?
Yes, because the other aspect of it, aside from the born out of bigotry, is what this will do to the wedding industry in Alabama. Some in the wedding business in Alabama worry that the legal change will make their entire industry obsolete.
Why?
Wedding venue owner Don Booth explained that under the new law, "I now pronounce you man and wife," will be totally meaningless because that man and wife union happens at the courthouse. That's certainly something of a plot twist. Well, if you're in the business of signing marriage license and people come to you as the officiant or whatever, and that's part of your business plan, and now they don't need to do that because they just go to the probate court. You're kind of out of a job.
Okay, I guess, but you could always go to the court and get the court marriage, right? Like you could always go down to the town clerk or whoever it was that did it before and do the most bare bones legal process kind of marriage. This in no way is going to harm those people who are running the business of, here is a place where you can have a wedding, right? There's all these places that people can rent.
Sure.
Some of them are pretty locations, outdoors. Some of them are churches or whatever. There's these different places.
I'm sure I agree with the guy who's complaining that, in fact, there's going to be problems. Sure there are. Some people in Alabama, because this only affects people that live in Alabama. You can't go to Alabama and not get a license, right?
We're going to Alabama to not get married.
Right. there's no tourist draw here. Now, is there the opposite? Is there a vacuum created? Yes. Some people will want the legal government marriage, so they will go to Florida or Mississippi or Tennessee or Georgia, and they will get some government to marry them. And yes, venues.
Unless this catches on and you start seeing states, you know, all over the place abolishing marriage.
It sounds like a libertarian pipe dream. Yeah. It could happen.
Well, start somewhere.
I didn't expect to see this happen at all. Government marriage is such a ubiquitous thing that, you know, I didn't expect this to happen in my lifetime.
I didn't expect it to happen either. And I don't know that it's going to...
And it hasn't happened yet. Governor hasn't signed it
yet.
See,
and with my wife and my ex-girlfriend, we were together for quite a while. The question I always brought up to them was, well, what do you want? Do you want to be married or do you want to have a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want to be married, we can just go down to the courthouse and sign the paper.
Right, they want a wedding.
They want a wedding.
Yeah, they want their day.
Right. So with my wife now, we had a wedding, and then I didn't sign any paperwork.
Oh, really?
Really. So we're married in the eyes of everyone, friends, family, people who...
Did you encounter the family members who got all huffy about the fact that you weren't going to have the license? Like, did they find out that you weren't getting licensed and, kind of look down their noses at you?
Nope. Well, really? If they did, they talked to her and she buffered it because it never got to me.
Good to know.
But I was very clear about that. We can have the wedding. We can do the reception. We can do all of that.
Do you have a contract? Do you have some sort of an agreement between the two of you?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
I signed nothing. Now, her concern was, well, what about, end of life or hospital care and visitations? And I went, well, every time I've been in the hospital, like, no one's ever stopped people who said they're friends and family from coming to visit me. So I don't think
you're
going to
have a problem. Right, you're not checking ID and doing a DNA test.
And if you want power of attorney in any way, go write it up and I'll sign it over because I really don't care that much, about certain things. And it's not like I hold a lot of assets and in order to stay out of the scope of government interference, I purposely don't hold a lot of assets. So I'm not concerned about, getting screwed over by some power of attorney relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
Like, yeah, well, these things can change as time goes by, but, nonetheless.
And if it does, I can revoke it, right? Like, I don't...
It's true.
Yeah, so so our relationship, she's my wife, I'm her husband, it's not part of the state, and it's not in any church, it's just,
Where did you guys go? Was it, what was the facility that you went to?
Went to the beach. Didn't even get the permit for the space.
Oh, yeah. Civil disobedience wedding.
She picked a spot, and then we said, well, okay, if we get there and there's people at the beach, there's another tree down the way. And, she's like, well, what if people congregate? And I'm like, well, we'll get this thing done real quick. We had about 10, 15, maybe, I don't think it was more than 15 guests.
Well, people love seeing a wedding anyway.
Right.
So, who cares?
Yeah, what's wrong with that little congregation?
So we drove up. Half an hour later, we were done out of there, and that was it.
Wow.
Here's
cool.
Her. She had a friend who ministered it, and she does it. She does it professionally, so it's not like we didn't.
You paid her.
She was paid.
That's what I'm saying. Is I think your point, Mark, is true. Like there will be some sort of attrition, likely of the people who want to get a license. So they're
may go get the license in Florida or Georgia or whatever, and then come back and have the wedding at home.
They might.
There's people who travel away for weddings, too.
Sure.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Run off to Vegas, right? The old shotgun wedding in Vegas.
Right.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say her brother eloped on a cruise ship. Like basically said, we're having a wedding on the cruise ship. If you want to attend the wedding, you have to go on the cruise with us.
There you go.
All right.
So we did not go to that one.
So I think that there may be some amount of attrition, but I think that this is not going to be as big of a deal as many people are thinking it's going to be. I think they're worried their business is going to get hurt in some sort of dramatic fashion, and I don't think it's going to play out that way. I think people are going to see this as, making weddings easier. You don't have to jump through as many hoops. You don't have to send in the notice to the government if you want to. You can still send the notice into the probate court if you want. But it's not required anymore.
I think that the idea that they have a license, a piece of paper that says that you may get married is about the most insulting thing around.
Who says?
The government says that.
The permission to get married.
Yeah,
50, all 50 states in the United States and then most governments around the world do this same little act, which is just a way to tax
money.
people who want, you know,
control,
extra little sanctity added to their wedding ceremony. Now the government says it's okay, too.
So one more piece real quick before we hit the break.
Yep.
The concern that it's too easy now. Under the amended statute, 16 and 17-year-olds are good to go as long as one parent sends a notarized affidavit to the probate court.
Sounds fine to me. More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winner is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-FREE. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read the latest news and engage with the community on their forums. Just go to Bitcoin.com and get ready for the launch of their new website, local.bitcoin.com. It's coming up on June 4th. The site is online right now. You can actually go and create an account there. It's going to be a way for you to sell and to buy Bitcoin Cash with other people in your area or maybe halfway across your country. So it's going to be an interesting site. I'm looking forward to trying it out. I'm a longtime fan of these types of sites. I'm looking forward to seeing how they've done it and how good of a job they've done. It looks good so far. I do have an account created. You can create a trade for selling Bitcoin Cash right now, but it's not actually something that somebody can jump onto yet until they open up the floodgates, so to speak, on June 4th. So that's coming up in like just over a week.
I'm excited about that because once local Bitcoin started asking for ID verification to create seller ads, it kind of, for me personally, went downhill from there.
And they won't be doing that at local.bitcoin.com. There's going to be no know your customer requirements. Although individual sellers may have their own requirements, the site itself will not require that in order to sign up.
That's huge.
All of the conversations that you have with your buyers or sellers will be encrypted, so the site will not have access to those conversations unless you want to grant them access. So let's say you have a dispute with a sale, something goes wrong or whatever, you need to bring an arbitrator in. You can then grant that arbitrator access to see. But otherwise, the site itself will not know, which
that's
is pretty cool.
That's huge, especially with all the know-your-customer requirements going around on various exchanges.
Exactly. So I'm excited about it. Check it out at local.bitcoin.com. And we go back to your calls and thoughts here. We've been talking about Alabama potentially going to be the first state to repeal marriage licensing. Let's talk to Larry in Indiana, listening to WGBF in Evansville. Hello, Larry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Real quickly on the Alabama thing, I think that that's just basically going to throw it back into the realm of a legal civil union. Involving the probate courts, and I don't think that's where you mentioned it earlier, a little bit earlier, that's where the LGBTQ plus community were at prior to insisting upon marriage license. They were in civil unions. Some of them were participating in civil unions, which legally provides all the same benefits as a marriage does.
But they didn't like that term.
Well, right, I can understand
that's
why.
My point.
I can understand why somebody would want to be treated the exact same way as other couples are being treated, and I understand why people look at licensure as legitimizing. I don't think it is, because I see the government as a criminal gang of violent thugs that wants to enforce their way upon me. But I understand that people are raised in this mindset that if the government says it's legal and they've got a license, then it's more real.
Yeah.
It's more legitimate. And so I can understand why they pushed for that, and I don't blame them for it.
You wouldn't go to an unlicensed company.
I'm sorry, you both talked at the same time.
Larry's analysis is spot on.
Oh, I was saying you wouldn't go to an unlicensed contractor or unlicensed vendor.
I would.
Well, you
here
would.
In New Hampshire, contractors don't have licenses.
Oh my!
Really? How do things get built?
The other reason I called was to ask for Mark's clarification on something that the other night and take issue with him on something else. So,
go right ahead.
Yeah, and during the second hour last night, and I get delayed program, so I begin listening at 9 Central. So I couldn't have called in at that point. But
no problem at all.
During the second hour, you were talking about a particular topic, and you said, and referred to yourself as a journalist, and then you went on and made your comment. Third hour, then, you were talking about another topic, and you said, I'm not a journalist. So I just wanted you to clarify that.
This topic, and I agree with you.
Okay.
You're right? Like, I'm not really a journalist, but I can kind of play one now and then on the radio. Have we ever broken stories here on Free Talk Live? Sure, we've broken stories.
Yeah.
I've never...
Okay, I just wanted a clarification.
I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to clarify. We've broken stories, but I've never taken any, journalism classes. I don't know what the ethics of journalism are or anything like that. I respect the profession. And, you know, they make it possible for me to do my job as a commentator, which certainly I can claim.
The point I wanted to take issue with you with concerning something you said the other night, you were talking, again, I don't know the topic, but you had referred to, you said either the, those, or these, fat, lazy, North American union workers. And I will agree with the saying a lot of people have for unions, in that their union leadership in recent years has been siding more with the socialist side of things than with the free labor and free market as well. But to call, when you said these, those are the fat, lazy North American union workers, you probably got some union workers, some blue collar, rank and file union workers listening to your program out there. And I don't think, you know, all blue collar, rank and file union workers are fat and lazy.
I don't think they are either. I think if what
so
I was,
I'd
you know,
like you to correct what? That statement, because you did
appreciate
make
it.
That last night.
Yes. Did you mean all union workers are fat and lazy, Mark, or did you just mean the fat and lazy union workers?
So, what I would say would be that if somebody believes that they need the state to prevent other people from competing against them, that is a form of laziness, is what I would like to say regarding it. How's that?
Here's one thing I learned about insults as well, is if you take offense to an insult, it's probably because you believe what the other person is saying about you subconsciously.
Well, I'm not a union worker, never have been a union worker, is my
I'm
point. But when you say these, the, or those, then the implication is...
It's a fair point.
Yeah, I think it's worth clarification. It's worth making the call for.
Larry, thanks for calling in tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. I appreciate him taking the time to call on another night, because he couldn't do it live. So he made a note, and he said, I'm calling tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he did. So thank you for that.
Right. I'm an old-time fan of wrestling. Still am a fan of wrestling.
Yep.
And I just remember, you know, one of the old commentators...
You mean professional
Professional wrestling. Bobby Heenan shouting at the top of his lungs that he's a broadcast journalist. So when I heard what Mark said, now that was what went through my head. Is he may not be a real journalist, but he's a broadcast journalist.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever claimed to be a journalist. I mean, generally, if you're a journalist, you have to kind of give both sides of the story. I think typically you want to be unbiased, or at least appear to be unbiased, and I clearly am biased.
A propagandist.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't mean that I can't break news. You know, so you could be, you know, not a journalist, but you can still break news stories or whatever.
Well, if you're fulfilling the role of journalism, you can kind of put the hat on for a little while and say, I'm a journalist.
Well, now, only if you're doing journalism, which is to say giving both sides a, you know, a fair shake and
journalists
and all that.
Do some things.
Yeah.
One of those things is trying to appear unbiased. Another thing that they do is break stories. So if you're breaking stories, you can claim some part of a little journalism crown. But again, I do like to differentiate. I think they're doing the yeoman's work out there.
We got more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're here live on Sunday night, as we are every single night of the week. And you can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
So what if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic leaders in Congress are still discussing impeachment for President Trump. Some say it would be a political pitfall.
others say it's their duty to proceed. And South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes House Speaker Pelosi is moving in that direction.
I think that she's going to be driven toward impeachment. If she goes down that road, it will be suicide for the Democratic Party.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell worries about the authority that was given to Attorney General William Barr by President Trump to look into the origins of the Russia investigation.
For the President of the United States to instruct the Attorney General to do that, again, it looks like he's using the Attorney General to be, you know, his personal lawyer rather than having the Attorney General look at whether there are still ongoing threats to our country.
Graham and Swalwell appearing on Fox News Sunday.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on air call in line rooms, and you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you're on one of those calls. We'll get into one of those here in just a moment. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
All right. So coming up here, Mark, you want to talk about city-states. Not sure what about them, but we're going to get into that. It's a very important story to you. And if we get a chance, would you vote for Trump? Would you become a single-issue voter and
no.
vote for Donald Trump? Well, you don't want to vote for anybody. but if Donald Trump sets Ross Ulbricht free, if Donald Trump commutes the sentence of Ross Ulbricht, the man who is currently behind bars for two life sentences plus 40 years, he's exhausted all of his appeals. He will never see any semblance of freedom again in his entire life unless Donald Trump sets him free. If that happens, and you care about Ross and you care about ending the war on drugs, would that be enough to get you to vote for Donald Trump in 2020? That is the question that I have asked over on freekeen.com in a blog post that I made today after speaking with Ross's mother on the phone this week about just that very idea. So we can talk about that, too. But let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Matt on the line. He's calling from Mississippi on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. The marriage thing in Alabama is a trip. The way I view it is, you know, the state's trying to back off from the whole left agenda of, hey, well, we don't have to really call it marriage. But what I wanted to bring up was that, you know, marriage itself, it's a very old institution. And back in the day, it wasn't romantic. It was purchasing women. As if they were property, or at least that's my understanding. If we go back,
you talking about arranged marriages?
I think that still exists in some countries too.
Or buying slaves.
Well yeah, I'm talking about like before the 1700s or so. It really was a contract. You know, the father of the bride says, "I'm going to sell you my daughter. You know, give me this much money." And I didn't know if y'all were aware of that, or maybe I was just reading some crackhead webpage.
Well,
I just want to get you guys' thoughts on that.
It varies from place to place. So what we're talking about here, in some places, the daughter came with money, too. So in that case, are they buying the groom, or are they selling the daughter with the
exactly?
The,
and there's
the promo
bride,
package.
There's like,
who knows?
There's a bride price, or there's a dowry. You know, the money flows this way, the money flows that way. But at the end of the day, you know, women were, you know, back, you know, hundreds of years ago, they were kind of like the lesser.
I don't think we have to go back hundreds of years.
"Quote unquote," purchased in such a fashion. It didn't really have anything to do with love or equality.
Well, I'm not sure it didn't have anything. I think that to some extent you're talking about sort of royal arranged marriages, which probably had far less to do with, more to do with her vast tracts of land than her vast tracts of land, right? Like less being attracted to a person and more than, you know, what they brought to the kingdom and those kinds of things. I think the peasants, which are the vast majority of people, probably got together with whomever was available in the given town, or what maybe there was a, you know, these dances where people in regions would come. And, you know, the folks have always been good at getting their young people in front of other young people to see who clicks with whom. And I think that you probably saw more of that back then, the part of the stuff that we don't have written down. So I don't think it was all
right
about, this thing being bought or that thing being bought. Yes, I think that in relationships, a man's, you know, stronger shoulder girdle has been important in his role in the relationship, as has a woman's ability to have children is important in their role in the relationship. There's always the option of choosing simply not to get married if somebody wants something that looks more like freedom or something. But having been married myself now for, I don't know, something like 15 years or something, this whole idea that the man's in charge of the woman, I don't know how the hell that would ever have worked.
So here's how that would have worked then.
Yeah.
Because the reason I said you don't have to go back very far is because at some point a news story crossed my desk some years ago, and it was a marriage arrangement website.
Okay.
Probably down south, where it was, you know, Christian fathers selling off their underage daughters for a fee, right?
What?
I'm serious. It was like, instead of Christian Mingles, like Christian Marriage or something like that.
Wow.
But, it, you know, for $50,000, you could get a 16-year-old, and he would sign the paperwork, she would be married, and you're out 50 grand, and that's how the man stays in control, because you have an older man purchasing the marriage of a much younger female and can, you know, dominate her as well as he wants to.
Couldn't she just divorce the person? I mean,
sounds like it.
Yeah. So what would stop her from doing that?
Culture.
It's strange and fringy.
It is definitely strange and fringy, but it exists.
It's been my understanding that it was more commonplace if we, you know, backtrack 500 years.
Sure, sure.
Where that was just kind of more like the norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that people just viewed, okay, well, you're a woman, so you're just a little bit less. So, you know, this is how it works. This is how marriage works. You know, it's really the transfer of daughter to, you know, first dad owns the daughter and then husband owns the daughter.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the idea behind marriage back in the day.
And that's what this was. It was the father selling the daughter to the new husband for a fee.
Yeah, well, what did you get out of the deal, though, when you're talking about this new husband and the owning process? Exactly what does this ownership, you know, what rights and privileges are brought with this ownership that is so friggin' awesome?
Well, clearly sex with an underage girl.
Well, in the case of the internet thing you're talking about, and yes, I do believe that there were probably more relationships between older men and younger women when arranged marriages were happening. And that probably the biggest benefitor of this new system that we have is young men. I mean, it's all you have to do is talk to a young man for a short period of time, and you'll realize only a young woman would date him. I mean, they're stupid, annoying, beasts.
Well, cougars exist too.
What's
that's
that?
True.
Cougars exist too.
They do. I don't know how they put up with it. I think
they like
that,
to show them the ropes.
I don't think that this whole marrying Literally. For love thing is that darn awesome. I think about some of the young ladies that I dated in high school. And, they weren't the highest quality gal. And if I would have listened to my grandmother, perhaps, a little more.
What was she trying to tell you?
Well, she's not good enough for you, honey.
No, she was saying, that's a loser.
Oh.
And one of the ladies that she was very adamant about recently died of a speedball overdose.
Oof.
Okay? So, grandma died first, but this lady died at like 41.
Wow.
That's an exaggeration. Call it 45. She's a little younger than me, but not much.
Matt, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Well, actually, since you guys brought up Ross, Olbert, hopefully he gets. Hopefully, we certainly want him to get off. And an interesting question: Would we vote for Trump if he pardoned Ross while he's trying to throw Assange under the bus as we speak?
I'd like to see the Assange pardon also, but I don't think you can get too complicated with your directions when you're making the sort of ultimatum for a vote.
See, I think that we can get into it further here, but ultimately, Mark, you've made a strong argument that your vote doesn't matter a whit as far as the national votes are concerned.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, if you can get 35 cents from somebody for your vote, you've made money because your vote is worthless mathematically. So go ahead.
I'll say this and then I'll end my call and leave you with this thought. As far as voting, I don't vote. And I certainly won't vote for Trump or anybody else. I would just reiterate that, it could be easily argued that the WikiLeaks document dump shortly before Trump's election may have won him that election.
Sure.
Now, that's when he was a fan of WikiLeaks. And that's when the entire right was a fan of WikiLeaks.
Well, is he still a fan of WikiLeaks, though? That's the question. Mark, you want to hang on to
that? Yeah, I want to hang on to
that. Matt, if you want to hang on, you're welcome to. 855-450, free like freedom. It is Free Talk Live.
I'd like to hang out with Penn Jillette. He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Here on Free Talk Live, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that is where you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. I'm Ian.
Pretty Rich.
And Mark.
And by the way, coming up in just a few weeks, we're going to be at ForkFest. ForkFest 2019. It is happening at Rogers Campground June 13th through the 18th. It is a beautiful place to be. The location is splendid. The view is outstanding. And the people are really cool. You're going to be camping with other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks. Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. Some mix of those three will likely be all over the place at Rogers Campground. And there'll be all kinds of things to do, but we don't exactly know what they all will be yet, because it's all self-organized. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival, meaning there are no official organizers, which means there's no ticket cost, because there's no overhead, there's no organization. It's just liberty people at the same campground doing whatever it is they feel called to do. So if you want to throw a poker game, bring a poker table, throw a poker game.
That's why I'll be there.
For the poker?
Oh, maybe.
There's also other things you could do. Maybe you want to cook for people. Well, there's going to be hungry people there, although there may be other people cooking as well, so there may be some level of competition at that. And also, I know Alt Expo is going to be there with a tent. They're going to have speakers on various different topics. There will be Man Camp that our co-host on Wednesday nights, Jay Noon, is going to be putting on. Our friends from AnyPay, Derek and Stephen, are going to be throwing parties every single night, like dance parties. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Forkfest this year. It's been a lot of fun every time we've gone. It harkens back to the days when the sort of the disorganized Liberty Festival.
So I've got one clarifying question. You said 13th through the 18th.
Of June.
But the 18th is also the official start date of Porkfest.
I should say until the 18th. Basically, okay. If you don't want to stay for Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is another Liberty camping festival, but one with tickets and organizers right. And you know big name speakers or whatever. If you don't want to stay for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, then you would have to leave on the 18th at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're going to start doing tickets later in the day, basically.
Okay. So, that's all. I know that there was an overlap, and I was like, because I was thinking about the way that my dates are working out is the time off I got from work was the weekend of Forkfest,
right?
And then the 18th and 19th of Fork/Porkfest. So I was going to head back up to Rogers that Tuesday, Wednesday.
I see.
And I wasn't sure if there was like an over.
No, there's Forkfest really still going on? No Forkfesty things will be happening on Tuesday. That's the pack up your campsite and leave.
Okay.
Kind of day.
And make room for the. Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yeah. Okay.
So forkfest.party is the unofficial website. That's where you can go to link over to the Telegram chat room where people have been chatting there all weekend long. I imagine that's going to continue to be buzzing between now and the event and during the event as well. Plus, there's a forum, and I've sort of reorganized the forum recently. So I made it so Forkfest is more prominent now because it's part of the Forkfest forum is part of the larger Shire forums, and it used to be like a sub-forum, but now it's one of the major categories.
Nice.
So it's easier to find it. And that's because it's going to be bigger this year. There's a lot more buzz around it. We're looking forward to it. We will be there broadcasting from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you at Forkfest 2019, June 13th through the 18th. You can register your campsite or your RV site, or if you want, motel room, over at Rogers Campground. Just get in touch with them. I think the link and phone number is on the site at forkfest.party. As we continue, Matt is still there in our Discord line, and I think, Mark, did you have a question for Matt? I know you wanted to hold on to him.
Yeah, Matt, so you said that, you know, when we were talking about if Donald Trump deigned to pardon Ross Ulbricht, that you wouldn't vote for him just because you won't vote. And
correct.
I would go the other direction. So I my point is that voting is mathematically insignificant. That at no point in U.S. history has one vote in one state for whatever the amount of electoral votes there might be in that particular state ever determined who is going to be president of the United States. So therefore, voting is in and of itself a social exercise. And you could participate in it if you wish or not participate in it if you wish.
You only hold that at the federal level, though, right? Because I've heard you say local elections are a different
right.
story.
Well, statistically, more, you know, the farther down you go on the list, I mean, you know, I live in a town of about 1,600 people, and yeah, that could make a difference, especially a town meeting where 200 people show up and they begin voting on who's going to be taxed on for what thing. So it does get more important at that point, and there has been instances where either my vote mattered, you know, in its absence or my vote mattered in its presence. So those things are can be
okay.
important.
Well, I mean, just to clarify, the yeah. reason I don't vote is because, you know, for me, I consider it to be an immoral act.
I'd like to hear about that. Exactly how does it become immoral? Because if I'm doing something immoral, I need to know.
Because you wouldn't want to do it.
Right. I don't want to do immoral things. Dear God, Matthew.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can explain it pretty simply. The idea that electing people into office that rule other people against their will is just, you know, I consider that immoral.
So you go and you vote when the opportunity for a spending item is on the ballot, but you just don't vote for people?
No, I never vote.
Oh,
I never
so
have voted.
Well, tell me the immorality of a spending item, because I think this is the most simple of them. If there's on the ballot, and I go, and they say, we're going to spend $1 million to, you know, get this big widget, and it's going to be really awesome, and everybody's going to benefit, and I vote no for that big widget, how have I aggressed against my neighbor and acted in an immoral fashion?
By legitimizing the third party that is actually telling you, hey, this is how we're going to spend this money we stole from you.
So
you have a choice. You have a choice on how we're going to
spend. Do you
pay
taxes?
Yes.
Aren't you legitimizing them?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Why are you legitimizing them by giving them money?
Yes, I am legitimizing them.
Okay.
Yes.
Ian, I don't think that that is the most effective system.
I do not like legitimizing them by paying taxes.
Right.
No taxpayer, I'm a tax victim.
Isn't that way worse, though, than going to vote? I mean, you're actually giving them money. You're encouraging them by giving them money and helping them oppress people.
I agree.
I don't think it legitimizes
them. I agree, and I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. But there are consequences. They will come after me if I.
So you're
willing.
Hold on, but you're willing to legitimize their system by giving them. Right. I understand what you're saying. You're willing to legitimize their system by paying them because they threatened you. But if they give you the opportunity, hold on, if they give you the opportunity to, okay, I understand what you're saying. If they give you the opportunity, but you're doing it. If they give you the opportunity to come in and check a box that says tax me less versus tax me more, you then will refuse to do that. Isn't it immoral if you could save yourself and your neighbors the punishment of taxes? Why would you want to do that?
It's a waste of my time because they can say whatever they want, and
okay,
I run
now
the
it's a different argument.
They can change their mind.
So a waste of time is a different argument.
Even if voting was effective.
Wait a second. I just told you that it was effective on the local level, and I can tell you the story. It was a town truck for $150,000 spread out over 1,600 people, and my vote made a difference, and it did not get spent that year. It did get spent the next year, and I'm telling you that so that you can make your argument that, see, ultimately, it doesn't matter. But for that year, those people
didn't. I wasn't trying to get in a fight with you guys.
No, but this is the point: is that once we start talking about voting, people come out like here's the thing.
I will come to your defense. I'm with you.
Well, and you too, Buster. your vote can make a difference because mine has. And on top of that, in many cases, voting also gets you the opportunity to be in the jury pool where you can totally make a difference in somebody's life.
Oh, see, I don't want to be in a pool of government information.
Right, look at you guys. You're saying, I don't want to give them any extra information. And blah, blah, blah. You're like, these are excuses, gentlemen.
Do you have a driver's license?
It hasn't been valid since 2012.
Oh, okay. Excuses.
Still have the little piece of plastic.
There's somebody out there that needs your help, and you're just choosing not to give it.
I am obligated to nobody.
You're not obligated to give the help. You're not.
But there is that thing called karma where, you know, would be nice to have somebody help you if you needed it. Right?
That's true. And
how could you expect anyone to help you out if you're not willing to help anybody else out?
I wouldn't expect them to help me out by voting.
Right. No. He's talking about the jury.
Look, all the advances that we've seen here in New Hampshire, and I'm not saying those advances are going to be effective in the long term, but all of the advances we've seen here have been as a result of voting. Like, yeah, there's been a lot of activists doing a lot of things, but I've been here for 13 years. The running around topless and having guns strapped to your hip and all that stuff, it doesn't mean anything unless you vote.
Yeah, okay. I think that is a problem with the system overall, and I think
it's not going to go away if you don't vote. Though they don't give a damn what you think.
You're right.
As long as you keep paying taxes, they're just going to keep doing their thing.
That's the money right there. I've made the claim in the past that the only legitimate protest is a tax protest.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. I want
to
see all these non-voters. I want to see all these principal non-voters. And Matt, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, he has something to say.
It's okay. I want to see all these principled non-voters be really principled and stop paying and obeying. Because if you want the state's legitimacy to go away, it's got to start with that. It's got to start with you not recognizing them.
Well, it also has to be en masse.
Well, you just got to start with one person.
Either they're legitimate or not.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.